And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Come on. Sicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think shit, stink, pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, if the head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, talk goes through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put hoes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, DC, prefer Versace. All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty boy the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dicks. Frank White push the six on the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tints if I want some ass. Gon' blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than rich, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me.
I was muted. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them episode 813, part two from Parts Unknown. I am Mike Steele, and I am about to introduce the tag team champions of Las Vegas, Nevada. First, weighing in at 150 pounds of pure muscle.
Okay.
Dave Murphy!
Yeah, yo, yo, yo! What up, what up, what up? Yo, y'all know I'm big into Jungian archetypes these days on here. And my favorite archetype of lesbian is the fuckboy lesbian. Have you seen these lesbians? They're keeping Volcom afloat. They're dressed like 06 bros on there. I know there's gay bars, but the lesbians, they have zoomies. I saw this one dyke. She was in Famous Stars and Strap-Ons. Whoa. What else is in the news? Conjoined twins. Did you see this? The normal guy that married conjoined twins?
I think I
He's
saw
like
something
a,
on
a
this.
He's like an army veteran, which is nice to see. He's like woke. He doesn't give a fuck about pronouns. Marrying conjoined twins. Conjoined twins, their pronouns are they and John Carpenter's The Thing. but anyways, that's enough of the news. Back to Mike Steele, right back at you.
Thank you so much. And a man who is both 6 feet tall and 6 feet long, Jim Scampoli.
Yeah. Yo, 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 yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Yes, Kristen in the chat, bringing in part two with known associate of Diddy, Notorious B.I.G. himself. This comes up every few years, and of course it's coming up now because of all the stuff going on with Diddy. But every now and then, like on Black Twitter, on World Star, they'll be like, yo, some of Biggie's bars is gay, though.
I love that.
Like
the,
what?
The only thing on Black Twitter about the allegations is Diddy is gay. It's like rape and torture and sex trafficking and stuff. It's like, yo, did you hear the audio of him fucking Meek Mill? Did you hear that?
I saw that. I was like, there's no way. Actually, let me pull it up.
Pull it up.
One of the bars that always comes up, Mike, is Biggie has a song called Me and My Bitch. And there's this, like, it's about how he loves this chick so much. And at the beginning, he's like, the first time I saw you. First time I saw you, I wanted to trick. You look so good. I suck on your daddy's dick. But like he's just saying, he's just trying to get the point across of like, how good she looks.
It's like, drink your bath water, suck your daddy's dick.
Yeah. If I'm so hungry I could eat a horse, I'm not eating a horse. I'm just sucking your dad's dick.
Yeah. It's the one on the middle left.
Here's the thing. We just listened to a bunch of Jim and them songs.
Yeah. It's very good video.
When we heard all the songs that we have, it's hard to believe that there's audio of P. Diddy fucking me.
No. This guy recorded it. He was at his house.
Does the guy react in the video?
Yeah, he's telling you the story.
All right, well, let me pull it up here.
I'm really excited.
Wait till you hear the audio. It's like the Mummy audio.
I saw this and I just shook my head, but I probably should have clicked on it.
Yeah, this is one I normally wouldn't click because what is the title, too? It's going to be like, damn, he busting cheeks, though? Like the name of every Worldstar title is impossible to search.
Real or fake? Man claims to have recorded audio of Diddy busting Meek Mill's cheeks in a bedroom.
Yeah, but the audio is intriguing.
I can't wait for this.
The audio in this man's story, Mike, are intriguing.
I don't drink, so I was playing that shit off like I don't fucking drink. I smoke, nigga. Like I smoke and I had my own weed, but like everybody was passed out. Yo, Diddy had that man in the room. Look, yes, I put my ear to the fucking door and I brought the phone because Diddy started going in overdrive. I ain't.
The best part is like two guys had to go in a room and make those noises. It's like when we're doing fucking
dude, the mummy skit is the first thing I thought of. Like when
when you're fucking like, the mummy.
Well, I was thinking on Patreon when we're doing our theater of the mind and we're fucking each other.
Yeah, we do it a lot, actually, fake fucking each other.
Yeah, there's probably plenty of audio of fake fucking each other.
It's just the audio of us, like, fuck me, huh? Yeah, but that's pretty damning, honestly. That guy's story, he didn't drink, and he was smoking his own weed.
And then, but
his own weed, and he doesn't drink.
But also, like, for that guy to be aghast at someone being, like, say this really happened. Let's take his story at face value. To him to be aghast at what's happening, but also have his ear pressed to the door and his phone to record it.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing? That makes him gay.
It did sound like Meek Mill and P. Diddy, though.
Play it again. I need to hear.
Oh, hold on. I was going to play some. Let me play some of that. The bars, the sus bars they pulled for Biggie.
Love you.
Okay. Actually, there's clips of them saying they love each other to each other.
I don't think people realize like how young we were, you know, so we're actually like kids in this multi-billion-dollar industry.
Oh, the other funny joke that people have been doing, because Biggie has that lazy eye, and they're like, Biggie didn't have a lazy eye, he just always knew to keep an eye on Puffy.
Eye is dead on him right now.
Well, I swear.
Put Shantae more pussy in stitches. I fucked RuPaul before I fucked them ugly ass skate bitches.
But he's always just saying it's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Is his point. He's like, ew, fucking RuPaul, disgusting. Well, but I would do that.
And also the just playing dreams of fucking an R&B bitch. The whole, every bar is about fucking R&B chicks.
Okay.
And yeah, but he's dissing Escape. He's saying that he'd rather fuck a man.
I didn't know he had diss tracks on R&B tracks.
Niggas press they luck in, they get a butt fucking. Straight up the ass, raw dog with the rash, and I don't fuck with the condoms. The condoms is a problem from the AIDS getting sprayed. Diseases, big pleases.
Wait, I'm confused. Why are you playing your own raped verses, Jim?
This is pretty gay bars, but this is just raped.
Yeah, this one I don't know. This one does sound like rape.
AIDS to spray.
Now I know why Jim's verses all sound like that, and Jim loves Biggie, because this is just what Biggie was.
The way I crush my prey, hey. I'm crazy and deranged, blowing niggas out the frame, simple and plain, but getting back to the black.
Right, it's funny that just a couple white ladies there, too, for some reason, was like, I rape and spray AIDS.
The laws, how preposterous is that, nigga? Recognize. Notorious Biggie Smalls, 94, ready to die.
That's also a freestyle, too, so that's just all off the dome, dude.
First thing I do is suck a dick.
Y'all niggas hold y'all heads, Mr. C. Set it off, baby pop.
Let me ask you a question, yo. Yo, would you kill for me?
Yeah, this is me and my bitch.
Yeah.
The
after making love.
Yeah, let's do the whole intro.
Yeah.
They're like,
when I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick.
Opening bars? Is that? Yeah, okay. I can see why people might take umbrage with that. It's right at the beginning.
But that's a hot, like, that's a hot line.
Yeah, that's a bold move.
Oh, what a love song for his bitch.
For some reason, I'm performing it live,
I love other people gang vocaling that.
Suck on your daddy's dick. Yeah, that's a great... Seven dudes up on stage. Suck on your daddy's dick.
How should I start this love song? I'd fuck your dad.
All right. Let's hear them fucking, though.
Yep.
Because now I'm thinking maybe this is real.
I don't drink, so I was playing that shit off. Like, I don't fucking drink. I smoke, nigga. Like, I smoke and I had my
in
own
Diddy's
weed,
face.
But, like, everybody was passed out. Yo, Diddy had that man in the room. Look, yes, I put my ear to the fucking door and I brought the phone because Diddy started going in overdrive. I ain't...
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Does sound like Meek Mill and
yeah,
P. Diddy.
It sounds like Meek Mill and P. Diddy when you listen
if
close.
If they were gonna fuck, that's what it would sound like. So whoever did it, they nailed it, but it's clearly fake.
He's just got french fries on his legs.
Oh yeah, like that picture.
First cowgirl with his little kid legs.
Let me see here. Actually, because speaking of people are fucked up these days, right?
Meek Mill does not seem like a git as a gay man. He's just like a weird looking guy.
Oh, like he's not a hunk.
He's not Usher. Like, yeah. I guess maybe he just got older. Can he not get Usher?
Do you think he's ugly? Do you think Meek Mill's ugly?
Yes.
Pull him up.
Compared to Usher, I know Mike doesn't count for Usher. Mike doesn't get to speak on Usher.
No, Usher's a butterface.
Do you think Meek Mill is better looking than Usher? Pull up the French fry picture.
No, Meek Mill's not better looking than Usher. But my whole point about Usher is you can't be a butterface you have to have something other than your face to make you a butterface.
It's so funny his album came out the week this happened.
Yeah.
Because he has a whole ass album from like last week.
Can we find pictures of Meek Mill being ripped? No.
He looks like a dork in the first one. Look at that. Is that him?
Nah.
He's doing strongman lifts and bike shorts.
He's not like
picture.
A catch. That guy ain't
I mean,
a catch.
He's not, but he's not like, you're not hiding him from your mama, though, either. He's just a regular, he just looks like a regular dude.
This is the take Black Twitter's afraid to have.
Yeah, he's no Usher, that's for sure.
Yeah, Usher, he's definitely down. What about Justin Bieber, even.
What about Young Meek, though?
Oh, Young Meek Freestyle, that video of him rapping. Very good.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, he's young, freestyling. And he's like, I suck my daddy's dick because I'm gay.
Everyone's like second guessing those lyrics, like, huh, wait a second.
Pete, did it molest me? Huh?
There's one thing you can't deny these days, though, is that people are weird these days, right?
Yeah. Bunch of
everyone is so fucked up. Look at these fucked up weirdos. Okay. Doing weird shit because people are fucked in the head.
I found you could put curse words in there for some reason if you're not saying it about someone else.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That was a good jingle.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to do a commercial jingle.
Anyway, here's a video of a man eating his son.
Oh, here. Anyways, in Haiti, a man eats a man's penis.
Well, no, there's a few things. There's,
I hate that video. I've seen that video.
Yeah, well, there's that. I'm not getting that yet. There's, where was it? There's some rich kids that like beat a kid to death.
Yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah, and they were humping his body and dancing on his body as they're beating him up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, were they teabagging?
That's the move, right? Riz. They were dabbing on him.
Is that Riz? Yo, you got that fucking Riz.
They're Fortniting him. Is that what Fortniting is, Mike?
With a breaking update, yes. The Preston Lord murder case. That's a teenager who was beaten at a Halloween party and died days later. More than 1,100 pages of documents were just released by police. Our whole team is going through those documents as well as those 911 calls so that we can bring you new information. ABC 15 investigator Nicole Grigg is joining us right here in studio to break down what she's been able to learn just the hour and a half. And I know some of those 911 calls are heartbreaking to listen to.
Oh, I just finished going through one of the 911 calls. Very emotional. This is actually from Preston's friend documenting in real time what was happening that night.
They're
Fortnite.
But it does go into how his friend talked about how Preston was knocked unconscious, that he's been unconscious for about 2 minutes, begging authorities to get there quickly, and how there were lifeguards giving him CPR there. Now, right now, our entire investigative team's going through those 1,100 pages that you just talked about in the police report. I want to share a few things that have already really stood out to us, linking several of the suspects allegedly to be a part of the Gilbert Goons. This is
Gilbert Goons.
Yeah,
all right.
Gilbert Goons.
I first heard about Tim Dillon, like, talked about this for like an hour one time, and like the police are involved. These people all just own like Orange Theory gyms, like the parents of
this. Yeah, because they're like millionaire kids. I didn't watch this. I saw the headline. I didn't see this news story, so I didn't realize they were like, they're spreading it out so much.
Apparently, they're paying cops off and stuff because they're these sort of just kids of rich people that are like, it's like the equivalent of bro gangs or whatever in Las Vegas back in the day, like crews of just rich kids that, like, didn't Jared get run over because he ran afoul of a crew?
Jared,
that happened to him. And then there was the rich Mormon kids that did FSU where they were just like, it was fuck shit up. But they're just like a bunch of rich Mormon kids. So you're like, what are you doing? Didn't have any outlet for how weird they were.
They're soaking in each other.
Yeah. I was trying to find the headline because I feel like I kept seeing the headline this week too. Actually, wait, hold on. I might have bookmarked it.
The Arctic locker room of Gilbert Goons has been unleashed on fucking Gilbert, Arizona. It's just a bunch of rich guys.
We should side with the Goons, get a nice payout.
Hold on. I think I have it here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, Halloween party. Yeah, Talen Renner. What's Frick Vape's name again? Balin Levine.
Balin Levine.
It's giving Balin Levine.
It's giving suburban Arizona teen.
Talen Renner and six others reportedly engaged in a fight with 16-year-old Preston Lord. I mean, all these names. Fuck all these kids, I guess. Fuck them all.
Bunch of queefs.
Well, not that kid who got killed.
Yeah, but his name's Preston Lord.
Yeah.
Did you not hear his name?
Yeah. Green light.
That just sounds like a Rob Liefeld character.
Green light on Lord.
Preston was hospitalized following the attack and died 2 days later after suffering a brain injury. An unidentified boy reportedly danced on the body of the dying teen soon after the assault. It's alleged that others began humping him to mock and further degrade the 16-year-old.
If we didn't know they were dead?
Yeah, you'd have to assume they didn't know he was
Get up. Come on, get up, you fucking queef. I'm going to hump him.
In the days following, Talen Renner also...
His head smashed. It's not even like obvious he's dead.
Talen Renner reportedly messaged his friend saying, "I got in a fight, a big group fight, and I accidentally killed a kid. Guess I'm just too strong." Oof.
What the fuck?
Renner, along with six other accused attackers, were detained on $1 million bond and have entered pleas of not guilty in relation to the death of 16-year-old Preston Lord. Renner's father is being accused of interfering with a murder because he tried to hide his son in a cabin until his bruises healed.
Yeah, just send him to the old cabin. Send him up to Utah.
Yeah, put him in the old summer house for a little while.
Yeah.
However, the just bruises on his fist from beating a kid to death.
Yeah. Yeah, from doing the worm on a guy's scrotum. From sucking that guy's dick after he killed him.
Oh, look, I'm sucking his dick. Oh, put it on the talk. Put it on talk.
Oh. Rigor mortis got a rock.
Put it on blowjob talk.
One of the stink.
Two deputies were criticized for offering preferential valet parking services for Talon's parents. Well, these stories are always so fucking annoying. Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, cops are always like the worst people ever, but then when a rich family shows up, it's like, oh, right, can we park your car, sir?
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll just tow these other cars out of the way.
Although, what was that other one where, was it the church shooter that they were like getting to McDonald's or whatever? Like they took him to drive
through. What the fuck?
I didn't know. No, the one that showed up like the Baptist church or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't they get him I think nuggies? There was a story that, yeah, they got him some nuggies or
chicken
something.
Chicken nuggies?
They went through the drive through.
Okay, epic.
After the assault, Talon was moved by his father. Okay, yeah, to their $850,000 cabin in Sholo, 3 hours away from his home. It was provided to the police by his father's ex-girlfriend. Oh, shit. A woman scorned.
Ex-girlfriend. She's
mad she wasn't up in Sholo living life in the cabin.
He beat up and fucked her brother earlier, and she's like wanting revenge.
I like to think Talon Levine or whatever his name is. It's a cabin with no electricity and stuff. He's like chopping wood in the front. He sees the cop cars coming. He's like,
yeah, yeah,
he started farming.
Yeah, he's doing like a Captain America, like just chopping wood, just like learning from his mistakes.
Yeah.
I did beat that guy and hump him to death.
Damn, I'm too strong.
Damn, I guess I should start living life on the range.
He beats up the cops. He kills the cops.
After a second squad car came, after he killed the first two cops.
He does that thing when the car's coming where he bangs his fists on the car and it stops and flips.
Like, help, he's so strong. He's so strong. Ah!
She claimed that Renner's family attorney advised them to let his hands heal. It was his hands. Let his hands heal before returning to hometown. The Renners are not just any family. Travis Renner is an entrepreneur from Arizona who became wealthy by acquiring rights to popular fitness franchises in the country. He and his wife Becky opened their first Orange Theory fitness studio in 2012, and they opened 6 more gyms, amassing a fortune as franchises of fitness centers across Arizona.
Gym seems like easy money. Like, how do you fuck it up? Everyone gets one and then doesn't go. Or if they go, who cares?
So here are the attackers. We got Talon Vigil.
Oh, my God.
William Hines.
Okay, of the Hines dynasty.
Dominic Turner. He looks like he's a mixed person. Taylor Sherman. That's Treston Billy.
Treston.
Talon Renner, of course, and then Jacob Meisner. I guess Talon Renner. No, wait, what are the names? Yeah. Yeah, Talon Renner and Talon Vigil, but they each spell Talon differently. One of them's T-A-L-Y-N.
There's two Talons.
Yes, lock them both up forever. Throw away the key.
Fuck them up.
That's Talon. I'm Talon.
I'm Talon.
I'm Talon on everybody.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, this shit always it always feels like you're like, fuck. You know, what would I ever do if I was accused of like a crazy crime? Or I mean, I just committed a crime, heat of passion, whatever.
You're like,
then
I'm
what
fucked.
Do you do after the fact?
I guess you end this square out.
You just hope that you're just one of these people where everyone's like, oh my God, can I help you, sir? Like, please let me make sure that you're taken care of.
And, yeah.
He bragged that the boy murdered. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Killer jock Talon Renner bragged that the boy he murdered had to have closed casket funeral.
Yo.
This kid's like a real life villain. He's
Jesus
like,
Christ.
So big,
you think he's doubling
head.
Down out of guilt, though? Like, it's like the gay guy that bullies gay people because he doesn't like he's unhappy with himself. Like he's like
he kills people because he's suicidal.
Yeah, he's like unless I double down on this, everyone around me will just beat me up and kill me. So I have to like really own it.
Yeah, there has to at least be some sort of element of that, or like just being a kid and you don't really even understand. Like you still don't even understand that someone's dead. You killed someone.
You don't realize
we're the Goonies. We
everything.
Never say die. We're the Gilbert Goonies. Remember, guys.
Oh,
this is our time as they're humping a dead guy.
Yeah, they're the Gilbert Goons, right?
Yeah, the Gilbert Goons, bro. This is our time down here.
Yeah, down here it's our time.
The guy's teabagging a guy with his balls. Womp, womp.
The Gilbert
this
Goons.
This guy's turning blue.
But the Gilbert Goons, unfortunately, according to this headline, The Gilbert goons betrayed each other when the cops started probing Preston, the Preston Lord killing.
Gilbert goons disbanded? It's like a Stan Lee title. Gilbert goons no more.
Although maybe he's just like his dad, because apparently his dad was also bragging about buying his kids out of trouble.
Oh, his dad thought he was in the Gilbert Goons. He wanted to be in the... He has like one of those motorcycle jackets, but he's not in like a motorcycle club. He's like in the Gilbert Goons because he pays everyone's bail for Talon, Jax, Balin.
He wants the teams to think he's cool.
Corduroy.
Yeah, millionaire Schroeder. Dad bragged about buying his kids out of trouble before the Gilbert goon jock was charged with murdering a 16-year-old Preston Lord. He and his other suspects are believed to have ties to the Gilbert goons, a group of mostly wealthy white kids who have been terrorizing the area for years.
The one token black guy getting pulled into this, don't they have a Dominic or something?
Yeah, there was, Dominic. Travis talks down on police and brags about how he can... Oh, this is the ex-girlfriend again, though. This is where... I don't know if we can believe this. Something went wrong with this ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
He talks down on police and brags about how he can buy their kids out of trouble. And he looks like the fucking private eye on Nathan For You, if people know who I'm talking about. Spike describes Travis as an alcoholic who abuses marijuana.
Hell yeah, party.
The businessman gets drugs from his son Kyler, who is also currently in jail, accused of Gilbert Goon's assaults.
Kyler
sells cocaine, marijuana, mushrooms, LSD, ecstasy, Percocet, and Xanax.
Future lyrics.
As young as fifth grade, Talon took acid that he obtained from his older brother, Kyler.
Fifth grade. We geek for real out here in the Gilbert Goons. You didn't know we geeked hard? We're gooking out there.
For Talon's 14th birthday, Travis gave Talon marijuana candles.
What a lame ass gift. Like incense?
I guess, yeah. Like that can't do anything.
Or is it just in the shape of marijuana? Like,
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Like, see? He was doing trank.
Travis once made a $10,000 donation to the American Leadership Academy, the high school, and sponsored sports programs through his business, One Stop Nutrition, to prevent expelling talent. This is like a Friday Night Lights villain.
It really is.
It's the dad who's just buying off all the local government and shit.
Yeah, he owns
doing crocodile with Talon.
Crocodile and Trank, mostly. I'm becoming a bit of a Trank head these days. What is this, drooling guys? I like to party.
I guess even the head football coach and athletic director Randy Reisdorf got fired after the scandal broke out because he must have been in on it as well.
The Dorf no more.
Yeah.
WWTD. What would Dorf
what
do?
What would the Dorf do?
WWDT. What would the Dorf think?
I mean, friggin' Talon Renner does just look like the regular all-American Friday Night Lights villain. He just looks like the regular football guy.
Looks like voodoo.
But this is just one of those things where you hear about it now, and then, in like 8 months when they get sentenced, it'll be like time served plus like a year of probation or some bullshit like that.
What was it where he had like affluenza?
When
he was teabagging him, he actually had Fortnite influenza. He had skibbity toilet disease. Baby shark.
Zenpai, can you imagine your parents? Can you imagine your parents helping you out in these circumstances? So alien to me.
My parents love me. They would probably help me get scam some shit. No,
I would like to think that my mom would help me if I wasn't the one that was the villain.
But then again, like, to your mom, you'd never be the villain, probably, no matter what you do.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd know in this situation. Like, me and my friends all beat up this guy. Look at my bloody fists. You'd be like, I don't know.
No, you gotta help your kid. What are you gonna do to you?
You know? Do you got to help him?
Let me see. I feel like you help him by like not buying off the police. You help him by being like, hey, you fucked up and now it's time for you to like become a better person, be a better man.
Yeah, in the woods. In the woods.
Yeah. On your $850,000 cabin.
Well, moving on.
Everyone is so fucked up. Look at these fucked up weirdos. Doing weird shit because people are fucked in the head.
A little jam session on this one.
A little guitar solo. Yeah. Okay.
Apparently in this neighborhood, there's a crazy lady. That two kids stabbed.
Jesus Christ.
What was she doing?
Two young kids stabbed. I don't know. She must have been being crazy or something.
In surveillance videos sent to us by a neighbor at 2:07 p.m. Saturday afternoon, small boys on bikes talking with someone. Neighbors tell us it's the homeowner, and she has a complicated relationship with those who live near her.
Lately, it's been getting worse. As her mental illness gets worse, her brain gets worse, so she starts doing crazier things. Just this morning, she was stealing things from her yard guy's truck and was vandalizing their vehicle.
That complicated relationship exploded.
That just sounds like a fun bit you do. Yeah. Like, oh, you're trying to do my landscaping? Ha ha! I got your shears.
Crazy granny.
Hey, get that back!
I'll stab the shit out of you.
Well, let's wait and see how this looks.
Today, in that home video, we see the two boys leaving after a neighbor shoos them away. But just 10 minutes later, they're back. The younger one wearing oversized blue gloves, the older boy black gloves. The older boy can be seen pulling something out of his pants, charging the woman inside her garage, and fleeing heartbeats later as she falls to the ground. They leave back on their bikes and roll away.
Never did we.
Dude, this is some horror movie shit.
Yeah, it's hilarious because they
went. What'd she say? The N-word?
Maybe. Everyone would be like, okay, now we get it. Yeah, she said. Well, because they went and got gloves. Well, I mean, I assume they went to get the knife as well, but they also were like, we need gloves too. Yeah. We've watched movies. We understand how this
no
is.
No masks. Gloves would be good.
Well, even if they were in masks, I think the bikes would give it away.
Yeah.
It's so funny they're on bikes. Like, it's such a dichotomy of a sweet innocent. Well, it's Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. in the suburb.
It's a Stephen King bully.
We've got to get our guns. Yeah. We've got to go get our gloves and our knives in this lady.
Like, you read Stephen King books and they have bullies like this, and you're like, kids aren't like that. But then they are. They exist.
Roll away.
Never did we, any of us, ever think that it was going to be kids from the neighborhood that come and attack her.
Neighbors say because of the woman's fragile mental state,
I hope
state,
they have, like,
family...
they interview with a mom, and she's like, what? So? We don't care! Like, one of those interviews was my favorite, like, the Obama phone type interviews.
It's also funny whenever you see cops that are, like, a Rick Grimes-style cop, and you go, like, oh, yeah, cops like that exist. Like,
yeah, he's got a cowboy hat on.
I think if we were in an area where a cowboy hat's just, every now and then, if you had to dress up or something, you might...
Wouldn't you want to be that cool trendsetter, though, that isn't in that just like, I mean, I guess they make TV shows about the cowboy cop that goes to New York, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you asking me?
I'm just saying, wouldn't you want to be that guy, though, the trendsetter that shows up in, not in the area that has it and still rock the cowboy hat?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, where is this?
Yeah, I don't know. Where is this?
Oh, Texas.
Okay, of course.
Neighbors say because of the woman's fragile mental state, her family checks on her regularly. Law enforcement say shortly after the stabbing.
I mean, her number one is she. Well, she probably is that fragile, but their family doesn't care about her that much because they're just checking on her. That means like, oh, you're fucked up. We'll go look at you for a little bit. Be like, oh, everything's good. Okay. Yeah, but don't
be
in
the
my
lady,
house.
Like, I'm driving up. They have an individual mailbox that's at the gate, and it's like a lead poisoned lady, like, hey! Like a big ass house behind her, like, hey! And it's all like the ads from political campaigns, like, we need your money. It's the guy at the eye patch, and it's a meme of like Nancy Pelosi shitting on the White House or something. It's
get
like,
her!
Yeah. That's who they, they're like, this bitch is a Trump supporter. I think it might be Trump motivated.
Her brother came by and found her. She was life flighted to a hospital and went into surgery in critical condition.
Her brother came and checked by just to check up on her. He checks on her daily. At that point, he just came at the right time.
Something just told me two prepubescent boys had stabbed my sister.
Just blocks away, only ABC 13 was there as the sheriff's department investigated outside a second home. At one point, a deputy walks a small boy from the patrol car into the house. Deputies couldn't.
Dude, they look like they're like 11 years old or something.
Yeah, they seemed so young. When you said kids stabbed a woman, I expected like teenagers, like older teenagers.
Not say if this is where the boys live. They did say they are from the same neighborhood.
Now the concern is, okay, so if these kids have the ability to do that, do we need to start watching?
Cop comes crawling out. He has the upper hand.
Herself, so that's also
what's that kid rocking? Some Jurassic Park jammies?
Yeah, some Jurassic Park pajama pants.
And some Crocs? Just hanging
out? I think
out.
Those are like the Christmas sweater ones.
Yeah, just hanging out on the curb, living the life.
We need to start watching the kids around here. My mom is about to live by herself, so that's also the concern.
Yeah, maybe
too,
a
so.
Kid like that.
I'm Liliana
like
Pearson,
that.
ABC 13 Eyewitness News.
No shoes.
Yeah, man. I mean, she must have said some fucked up shit to get stabbed.
Yeah. Hey, keep off the lawn.
Hey.
What, bitch? Bitch, what?
What'd you say, bitch?
Wait, we got to go stream this. They go turn on the Twitch, stab her to death. We got to stream this real quick.
Let me see if there's any updates. Texas children stab woman. Two small children. 59-year-old Texas woman. No, that's the same one we watched. Yeah, okay, 12 and 7.
7?
Wow. I assume the 12-year-old did the old stabbing.
Well, yeah. Unless the 7 like a, was just along for the ride.
What if it's like a Scarface from Batman situation? Then it's like, yeah, get him. Oh, well, I don't want to.
Oh, like the younger ones in charge?
Puppet. Come on, get in there. Yeah, get him. Get him, Jerry.
For the woman, she said the boy poked her in the stomach and he saw the wounds. A 12-year-old boy was charged with aggravated assault and he was brought into custody. A 7-year-old was allegedly involved, was not charged, as the minimum age for criminal charges is 10 years old in Texas. That's good to know.
Oh, puppet master, send your kid stab your
ox. A 7-year-old, though, ruin your neighbor.
Send your kid to go rob the bank.
I just picture you send your kid to do that, and it's like, remember when they threw the baby in the trash?
Yeah.
When the ops threw the baby in the trash? Also, could we get the video of the ops throwing the baby in the trash?
Let me look for it. Hold on, the mother of the 12-year-old charge does apologize.
I just remember throwing the baby away.
The two boys who were brothers got into an argument with the 59-year-old woman, rode their bikes away, and then returned 12 minutes later while she was in the garage. The woman was stabbed several times in the abdomen. I'm sorry to the family. I'm very sorry that my sons committed the incident, and I'm praying for your health, for your wellness, the mother said.
It is good to see that, because it feels like so often these days, the parents double down on the awfulness just to, like, out of some weird type of bizarre, like, parental loyalty or something.
Adding that her son has some mental health problems. the boys are from the neighborhood. Never did any of us think it was going to be kids from the neighborhood that came in and attacked her. Oh, yeah, we already heard that. If they have the ability to go and do that to an older woman who clearly has mental issues after our neighbor down the road tells them, hey, leave her alone. It's a concern. But yeah, they don't name names.
She was just walking around going, boopakaskis nasty, shut up. Boopakaskis nasty, shut
Yeah, she's singing up. She's singing one of our songs, and the boys are like, man, that chick's crazy. Let's get her.
Savagery at its best.
The first one, I think the Twitter one, I think is.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, this is when the ops threw the baby in the trash.
There he is. Yeah.
Hold on. Because, there's the picture of the baby in the trash.
Hold He's, on. Like, under, like, takeout. And, Mike, do you remember throwing the baby in the trash?
I remember them claiming that it was to save the baby. Yeah, this still is great.
Yo, I told niggas, bro. Look, he's running with the stroller. Look at his baby, huh? Nigga, baby in the car, bitch.
Yeah, I can't believe the ops threw the baby in the trash. Although it really is just a guy running with a stroller. I don't think it has anything to do with the ops throwing the baby in the trash.
How baby getting trashed, though?
They just set up a picture. I think we already went over this.
No.
Someone set up a picture for clout.
You don't know the ops, though. The Gilbert goons, they run up on you, throw your baby in the trash, hump them.
It's so funny, the picture, when it has all the different people adding their text to it.
They
out here wallin'. Nah, this Craigsy.
What the fuck wrong with New York City?
I'm weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, throwing your ops baby in the trash, that's wild. That's crazy, dude.
The way he in the trash.
Yo, that baby's given trash.
For me, it's the baby in the trash.
Yeah.
For me, it's when the op throw baby in the trash. Every black Twitter comment is just like saying what happened in the video.
It's saying not what happened in the video, but it's what happened.
He did not the baby. The baby in the trash.
Not the baby in the trash.
The Hindenburg collapse. No.
Not the humanity.
This is not. It's a bunch of gifts.
It's given trash, baby.
That guy clapping.
Kristen sent me this video of a lady geeking on Spirit. Because, you know, that's always a thing, too.
You know, Kristen has her finger on the pulse of wacko weirdos.
She sends me some great ones, too.
She's had a pretty good track record so far.
What track record? Like a track for weirdos?
Because remember the weird retard on the massage bed wheelchair?
I remember a song about whatever this segment is. Everyone is so fucked up. Look at these fucked up. It sounds like Panic. Doing weird shit because people
are fucked in the head. Oh, this one's Kesha.
Ooh.
I didn't realize they were all different every time.
I didn't mean to, but I did have a few different ones.
It's like Daft Punk.
This one just keeps going for a minute and a half.
This is like the Six Flags song.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, this stuff I thought was going to settle down, because it seemed like we were seeing a lot of this right after COVID, because everyone was like, oh my God, we don't know how to act now that we can travel and we're out in public again. But it's still going on. It's still just people geeking while traveling or on planes.
Acting a foo.
This is my final warning. Please.
I think that's like a live video that one guy has. The guy's in bed watching it.
Dude, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there's someone in front. Yeah, they're just on FaceTime.
That's
and you
so
see
fun
the...
to be the guy in bed like, oh.
Yeah, your friend's calling you at late, and you're like, why the fuck's he calling me? And they're like, oh, shit.
India Ari is losing her shit right now.
It's funny because these videos always pick up where they're like, you got to get off the plane, and the person's like, "What? Why, sir? Like, not sir. Not saying sir.
I just care about freedom.
But it's funny, though, because I feel like... I feel like I would be the person in the moment that'd be like, ah, why fight? I gotta get off the plane. But I'd probably be like, what? What did I do?
Yeah.
Why do I gotta get off
this
the plane?
Is America.
Yeah. Okay. Or the pleading, like, okay, well, no, I'm fine now.
Well,
okay.
You know you're fucked. You're on a do not fly list at that point. For sure. With at least that airline, if not like every airline. Like, do you just get fucked on?
I really think
airline?
It's just one airline. I really think for whatever reason they just don't.
The other ones
will
take your money.
But I feel I probably would go the route of being like, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll be good now. I'll put my seatbelt on like you asked.
No.
But they're like,
no,
it's too
I'm
late.
I'm the sassy flight attendant. I'm like, nope, you have to go. No. And I'm making you more and more mad.
Because, I mean, I guess the closest I feel like I've ever come to something like this, and it wasn't even that close, and we were in the right, was when people were sitting in our seats. On our plane, was that to London
on the plane,
or?
Yeah, because they offered no solution. Their solution was to keep everything as them sitting where they were.
Yeah,
and we're like, no.
Someone was in their seat, so they sat in ours and thought that we were just supposed to sit in someone else's. And we're like, nah.
Yeah, they're like, no. Oh, someone was in our seat, and I was like, it's not our problem.
Well, because it was, and it was also a thing of like, there was people that had middle seats that didn't. It's always people that don't want the middle seats that they got, and it's like, yeah. Sorry, we paid for these seats. Get the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then but it's because then the flight attendant yells at all of us about it.
Right. Like, figure it out. And like, they're already sitting.
Like,
in
she
our
was
seats.
Mad that we just didn't go along with it and just sit in some yeah. other. We're like,
but
well,
we
no,
didn't. No. Yeah. We didn't back down at all, though. We yeah. were immediately like, nah, fuck this.
Well, I was like I'll
no,
blow up this
we're
damn
not
plane.
The problem right now, just because we're young. You assume yeah. we're the fucking problem. It's not us.
Just because we're young, it is not us. We're not the problem. And I'll blow up this damn plane right now if I have to. I'll kill everyone. Yeah.
It is. I'll set off the bomb that I hid in my shoes that you guys didn't okay. find.
It
and
is
that
funny.
That guy back there is not real.
It is funny that they really thought the tactic would just be like, oh, well, those are our seats over. You could sit in ours.
Yeah.
No,
the toilet seats.
Fuck off.
The toilet seats. They
were weak. They were weak losers because they really thought like, well,
someone's and they like tried to joke about it after.
So like why don't you guys yeah. sit in a different seats as yeah. well? Like, nah, dude. Nah, why don't you just say something to them the same way we just said something to you?
Yeah.
This isn't the bus to Planned Parenthood, bitch.
Although I did have a guy sitting in my
you fart, bitch.
I had a guy sitting in my movie theater seat. The
Senpai
other
says we need to hear about the Mexican Parma.
Mexican
oh,
Parma.
Yeah, Mike, what about your Mexican Parma? That's right.
Mexican Parma.
Oh, yeah.
Side.
I
what
was talking
it?
To you. I ended up talking to you off Mike, I think, about the Schlitzy. That's what they call it.
That's
so,
what it was, yes. I couldn't
believe
it.
Yeah, super, super quick, because DB Deathlord called and asked about it. I talked to a bunch of people I work with that live in Australia, and they said it's partially correct. That it's not necessarily the Mexican Parma that is everywhere, but like chicken Parmesan.
What's a schlitz?
Or a chicken parm. It is in every pub and every bar. It is a staple of Australian bars and stuff. And that Mexican Parm is one of them, but it isn't just the Mexican Parm, but they all call it schlitz. Or schlitzy.
Or like
for
schnitzel
short.
Or schnitz or something like that, right?
It's schnitzel?
Yeah. Or schnitz or
because it's described it for some reason chicken parm is described as a schnitzel when I was looking it up when I was
maybe that's why they call it
a schnitzel.
I don't know if I have either.
It's like a super airy like chicken cutlet. Basically.
Okay,
but right. That's what they referred to it as when I told them about it. And they're like, oh yeah, no, yeah, chicken parm is in basically every pub, but the Mexican version, they're like, we've seen them, but we wouldn't say that that's like the default by any means.
Well, you know when I realized woke really killed America. Is where can I get a fucking chicken fried steak? Where? They've taken all our diners.
I guess
diners.
Like a diner or a cafeteria. Is
where can I get that left. Crap? I never really liked it, but then the other day I was craving it. I'm like, where
remember when I came on the show and said that diners don't exist anymore and you fucking laughed in my face and act like I was an idiot?
Yeah. People change.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I like to see that growth, Jeff.
We need to see schnitzel. We need to make America white again. But people change. We're growing.
It is interesting because I guess like it's funny to think that a chicken parm is the go-to bar food. I mean, I
yeah,
guess
no,
we
it's
have,
weird,
like,
right?
Fuck, though. It makes me want a chicken parm yeah. right now.
I mean, I guess we...
Like, they were talking about chicken parm the way we talk about, like, carne asada fries or something.
I guess chicken tenders are kind of a go-to bar thing here. I guess it's Tendies. Not that different. Just throwing on... Maybe throw on some
give me the marinara
sauce and,
from the... Yeah. From the sticks, from the mozzarella sticks. Give me the marinara.
Mm.
Give me the marinara.
I like your
now.
Style.
Give me a merit badge. Give me a merit badge now.
But they hadn't actually had a Mexican Parma, had they?
One of them had.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah. So that was their take is that yes, chicken parm is totally a thing. It's just like you can assume it's going to be on most menus when you go to a pub. But they said the Mexican parm is like. You'll see it, but it's not the default by any means. So that was their
good
take.
Old Italian style, I would imagine. Go with a little marinara.
Yes. They said most of them was it like a regular like the Italian style chicken parm.
So what's a schlitzy? What is that?
That's what they call it.
Oh, I thought you were saying you had one.
Oh no, that's what they were saying they call them. They call them a schlitzy.
I thought you were saying you had one for me. Where's my schlitzy?
Yeah, where's Jeff?
I wish I had a schlitzy for you, Murph.
I had a schlong for you. My dick.
All right, Crazy Spirit Airlines lady.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I called you.
called you because I knew you would love it.
Get off the airplane. We can talk about it.
Oh, did you hear that? That's why I called you. I knew you'd love this.
Look at the guy, how happy she is.
Senpai says this really talking about Schlitzes.
Look how happy the guy is.
Yeah, dude, the guy on FaceTime is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm losing sight of what's even happening just because you look at the
Why are you doing that? Then let me do that! Why are you acting like I'm a rascal?
A rascal.
Everyone's it is funny that everyone's just cracking up. Everyone's like, wow, yeah, we're in a viral video.
Everyone's like, shh.
It just yeah, the crowd completely turns. They hate her at first, but then after she gets a few laughs, they're like, oh, she rocks.
They take the cops' guns, hold them down.
They're reacting like they're watching this as a video instead of like being there in the moment.
Yeah, they're being FaceTime guy. No, it keeps starting over. Oh, does it not? All right, hold on. I might have to go to the other one. It's not playing.
She is a bit of a rascal, though. We can all admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can admit it. Hold on. It's not getting past a certain point. Let me go back or refresh it.
Thanks, Elon.
Oh, no, because it was on TikTok. Let me go back.
She seems chill.
So one of the perks of being a magic key holder is that sometimes...
Well, she did do the thing that Jim said, though, the whole, like, she's refusing to get up, and then once they start grabbing her, she's like, fine, I'll do it, just let me do it. But it's like, well, we wouldn't have to grab you if you would have just done it, so now you can't claim that you want the opportunity.
Yeah, and it's all... But what's even better, though, is when it's like... They'll literally just be like, put your seatbelt on. Why won't you put your seatbelt on? And they're like, no, I'm not gonna. And then when they're about to kick him off, they're like, fine, I'll put my seatbelt on. It's like, no, it's past that point now. Now you have to go.
Doing that. Then let me do that. Why are you acting like I'm a rascal? Let this go. Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
All I care about is freedom.
That's fine. I've been there before. I'm not scared. I've fucking been there before.
Oh, man.
This nigga's hurting my elbow. He's hurting my
Whoa, dude, oh, she doesn't even look like a human anymore. She's like, you know when, like, when they do, like, the things in, like, Steamworks where they take, like, characters from, like video games and make their faces all warped and stuff? That's what she looks like. Yeah. She's like a machinima face.
It's so funny because there are some people that comment on it that are like people making jokes and laughing, but this is kind of sad. And I almost get that point of view to an extent, but also it's still really funny when someone is crazy and saying nonsense and freaking out.
You think I'm a rascal? You think me a fool, perhaps? I've been there before. I ain't never scared.
Yeah, like she's like, we're going to take you to jail. Like, that's fine.
Ooh, good.
I've been there before.
Let this go. Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom. That's fine. I've been there before. I'm not scared.
Now she's playing to the crowd.
I've fucking been there before. This nigga's hurting my elbow.
Yeah, she's making like Team Fortress animated faces.
You're hurting me, Chef.
Yeah, everyone's cracking up. It's just a fun vibe. At a certain point, it's a fun vibe, and maybe it's just a dinner show.
Yeah,
maybe it's like a hired actress to get everyone loosened up for the flight.
It's just spirit. Is there just a guy she's like pushing into?
Yeah, just some guy that's sitting by the window.
Just our flight's opener. Don't worry.
He's just
about
looking
it
at the window.
Yeah, this is our crowd. This is our flight crowd work person. And then as they finally pick her up and go to drag her out, she turns around and goes, and then this, ladies and gentlemen, is how you put on your seatbelt, and starts going through the whole spiel.
Yeah. She's got a shock collar on while she's trying to go through the speech about how to blow up her inflatable device.
This is George Floyd!
Get off the plane!
This is George Floyd.
I can't breathe!
That's true.
I can't breathe!
All right, ladies and
gentlemen, we will need everyone to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't breathe!
If they were funny, they would drop the masks. The masks would drop down.
Oh, this is where they announced that, because at this point now it's like, okay, well, now everyone has to get off the plane. Right. If you won't get off the plane, then everyone does.
That sucks.
That's dangerous, too, because this crowd is already just openly, like, mocking her to her face. So when they announce that, she's going to take a couple blows to the head for sure.
Might knock her right.
You're hurting me, Sheriff.
She's acting like Smeagol. Remember when in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
When, like Sam will just kind of be sort of mean. He's like, but Smeagol.
We want it.
She's had the One Ring for too long, clearly.
Yeah, she has.
It's funny because one of the comments here is that's an evil spirit in her. Possession's happening right in front of everyone.
Yeah.
But that person's dead serious. Like, not like someone making like a joke.
Yo, that the devil.
There are people that are convinced, like, I see those on Twitter sometimes, too, where they're, like, pointing out the devils in the crowd of, a picture or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, like, people are out of focus, so their faces look, like, twisted.
Yeah, devils.
Haunting. You're hurting me, Sheriff!
The headback screen is great. Kristen... Kristen is saying that you guys aren't appreciating her headback scream enough.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm trying to think what character she reminds me
like
of.
No, Muppet, dude, I swear, like she's Kermit exactly like Smeagol. It's exactly like Smeagol when he's just like acting all dramatic to
Sam.
It does
seem like Uncanny Valley, like fucking the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol fucking...
Yeah,
like
the Zemeckis CG people.
Yeah. She's got no teeth.
Yeah, she has a fake face. Like her face looks animated, like someone animated it or mo-capped it, not PS3. Like it's a real face.
That might be devils, though.
I mean, she does almost like bite them.
All right, punch.
I remember the good old days of the Asian man on the United plane. They just beat him up in front of everybody.
Yeah. Like,
That's why he
broke his ribs or something.
When they used to be able to just beat him up in front of all of us, we didn't all have to get off the plane. That's why we have to all get off the plane now.
Well, he wasn't so vibey as this lady. He didn't have the panache of her.
Did he just like not understand what they were saying or something?
Well, he was like on the wrong seat or something and wasn't complying with something.
Okay, that's all right.
He didn't know English too, though. But, I think.
But that now he deserved it though. Because that's the guy that's in our seat now, won't get up.
And like this fucking Asian doctor won't get out of my seat. Kick his ass.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying though too. When I went to the movies the other night, some guy was sitting in my seat, but it was like it wasn't busy, and the trailers already started, so I wasn't gonna. It was already dark. I was gonna push it, but I was like, what the fuck? Even to the point where I took my phone out. I'm like looking on Fandango. I'm like. Like, I don't know where your seats are because
sweat his ass.
He's sitting with a lady and both of that my seat's taken and no seats around it are supposed to be done.
I always say, like, if someone's in my seat, I go, oh, hey, yeah, this is my seat. And one time I was wrong and he's like, oh, it's the different row. And I'm like, oh, that's my bad. But every other time they've been like, huh? Oh, what? Oh, huh? And they get up. It's always just someone trying to get seats.
I would have, if the theater wasn't dark with the trailers, I would have said something. But at that point, I'm like, eh. I don't feel like going through this.
I just
year.
Went home.
Yeah, like, just left.
Well, no seats.
I wrote a lucky seat.
You just walk home.
Jim just wrote a
proud.
6-page suicide note. Jumped off a bridge.
I guess this is it.
Seat guy, my family maybe has a civil lawsuit against you.
This is George Floyd.
Get off the plane!
I can't breathe!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will need everyone to...
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't breathe!
It's funny that she apologized. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
I may have overreacted. Oh, you guys are my best friends.
Where was it? Because this says it's the whole unedited, but there was one clip where she calls some lady a fat bitch, I thought.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
This is a different part.
He's so cute. I love him.
You gotta get the cuffs.
There you go.
That's it. Hey, record!
Yeah, help!
And it's so great when people think that they're not the villain when they're like,
yeah.
Record this for my trial.
Yeah, they're gonna want to see this. I try to bite him. Quick, record this.
Yeah, just assaulted an officer.
You don't care about that.
Yeah,
you just want her off the plane.
Officer Dumpy.
Yeah, maybe if they had anyone that wasn't an old man or a big fat piece of shit.
Old man running the thing.
Yeah, the plane, it wouldn't have come to this.
That's literally every cop, though. Every cop is this guy.
Dumpy guy?
Yeah, it's Dumpy guy.
A fat loser
or
an old man.
or it's like a military guy that like is a serial killer. Like a fit guy that's the Punisher.
Yeah, a rapist with a Punisher stick on his truck and a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah, that is the Punisher. In real life, the goat.
The people are already scared. It's Congo and Palestine. What the fuck are we scared of? We're scared of everything.
I don't want to go to jail, fatso.
You know what? Now I'm on her side.
Yeah, even she calls it out.
Everybody's gonna have to fucking wait until my crossover from my nephew feels better on my ankle.
You know what she looks like, Jim? You know the heads that pop out of the haunted mansion?
Yeah.
And then lower themselves back down?
Yeah.
She looks like that.
From behind the headstones. Is this Skiz Nasty? What is this? Like, isn't like,
I think this is Skiz Nasty.
This isn't just being drunk, right? This is just,
yeah.
What is this? Psychosis? Is this pills?
Yeah, maybe mixing pills and alcohol or something before the flight. And just being a weirdo.
Yeah. Sometimes just being a weirdo, being fucked in the head.
Being fucked in the head, weirdo. Richard Gere was on the flight. What?
I think she starts yelling Richard Gere or something.
Oh, nice. Okay. Richard Gere is gay.
It's from my nephew crossing me over in Arizona. So, you facetious niggas.
Please just take her off the plane.
It is funny. I didn't think there's like little kids and stuff on the plane. She's like, I want to get off. No. We paid $65 for this flight. We're going to Tampa.
After you. I don't like the pressure. I'll give all these people the fucking space they need. But this fat bitch is a bitch.
Oh, that's what it was.
This fat bitch is a bitch. This fat bitch is a bitch. Shut up talking to me, Richard Gere.
Oh, that's what it was.
Shut up talking to me, Richard. I appreciate your fucking effort. Shut up, Richard.
Are complimenting.
No,
I think it's probably just some old guy with gray hair.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Richard Gere. You and your fucking gerbil up your ass, homo.
It's the real Richard Gere.
Yeah, it's just really there on spirit. Yeah.
Like a hat on.
Close your jewelry box on my hand.
This fat bitch is a... She was spitting on that part, though.
This fat bitch is a bitch.
She knew it. That's what she says
every time. This fat bitch is a bitch.
That sounds like a rape line.
This fat bitch is a bitch.
Fat bitch is a pig.
Every bitch a hoe and every hoe a bitch.
And I know we've probably asked this before, but was this stuff always happening? We just didn't get to see it?
100%.
Or is it happening more now?
I think it's more and more happening, maybe.
Like, are people just crazy? Are people more fucked in the head than they were before?
I think so.
Probably.
Psychological damage has been done to people.
Yeah.
Well, and people overreact to everything now. So I think people were still doing this. It's just now it's more dramatic.
Well, I think a lot of people are medicated, too. And if you're, like, at the airport, people tend to drink and stuff, too. So if you're, like, medicated or, like, doubling up your medication or something... Or maybe you're just a schizo weirdo.
Or is this why, like, you know, there used to be more serial killers, but there was less of this. Now there's less serial killers, but more of this.
Hmm.
Then that's the trade-off.
You just go, rah, 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 rah. You don't kill anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The mental illness is manifesting in new ways.
Is that scratch the ending a life? Is just freaking out and getting banned from Spirit
Airlines? Or were we just saved because we had all those asylums open where like they were just being tossed?
Zapping them in the head. Remember feeding them out of dog bowls and like cutting their brains open? Maybe. There's that funny picture where it's like it's a lobotomy patient before and after, and it's just like a weird looking guy. And then after, they gave him like a hat and a big cigar. It's a before and after. And some guy they just made brain dead, I guess, probably.
Yeah, because I mean, that's not something they do anymore. Like, they didn't find out that lobotomies work, did they?
It works for like ending you as a human, I think.
Yeah, right.
Like, you just turn to into a head on a stick, I think, right? Doesn't it just make you like a brrr?
Yeah, it's bizarre to think that that was just a thing that, well, like,
you,
well,
if you wile out too much.
Yeah,
you
that's
stop
true.
Being fucking crazy.
Terry Schiavo yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're just kind of like a person that stares and drools, and you're like, oh, thank God. Otherwise, you'd be yelling about Richard Gere right now.
Yeah. Your Native American friend has to break out.
Now we can fly in peace.
Yeah, Richard Gere. Fly with me, Richard Gere.
I'm out of here, like Richard Gere.
I'm on Spirit Airlines, like Richard Gere.
Well, I guess that is about that. Oh, my goodness. Favorite part of the show.
Ooh, I like the Endman songs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, we heard some Endman jams. Or game
time.
Yeah,
the haunted house. And man's house filled with ghosts in the song is great.
Yeah. The Gilbert Goons was some good stuff.
Oh, yes, the Gilbert
what
Goons.
Else did we talk about? I always forget.
We talked a little theme parks. We got to hear about Mike's California adventures and his California lifestyle, if
that
you will.
That guy recording Meek Mill fucking.
Oh shit, we still didn't talk about the solar eclipse is coming, guys.
Oh, are we in an area where we can see
shit's
it?
Going down. I haven't read the specifics.
Vegas gets some of it,
but I've heard that like we're everything's going to be revealed during the eclipse.
Okay,
we're going to find out that it's the eclipse is not what you think it is.
Okay,
that's why
it's like a big guy.
I don't even know what that means.
The Statue of Liberty was struck by lightning the other day.
Really?
New York had an earthquake today, 4.9 magnitude earthquake, and the eclipse is on Monday. It's game over, dude.
Yeah, it's the three signs.
Yeah, I hope you're sitting pretty for the next few days, Mike, because it's all going to be over on Monday.
Galactus is coming. He's going to eat our planet.
Yeah. It's actually Ego, the living planet, pulling in front of the sun.
They did just... the CIA released some documents describing... What did they describe the Earth as again?
Conscious?
Yeah, maybe it was conscious. Now, they kind of described it in a way that it could be a sphere with a flat Earth on top of it.
Oh! Yes! Well, that's from the CIA. We know we trust
them.
Oh,
my God.
But now we don't think it's flat.
So, but that
now
means it's both.
No, now it can't be flat because the CIA said it's flat.
Imagine if it was both, though.
That would be the ultimate limited hangout. They're like, it's kind of flat. Part of it is. That's the definition of limited hangout. You're like, you're half right.
What was the tweet I saw?
So is it like a melon cut
I forget
half?
The word. They used a certain word for it. Nah, I'm not going to be able to find it. But anyways, it's all leading up to the fucking solar eclipse. So
Saturnalia.
Get your affairs in order. Get on freewill.com this weekend. make sure you're ready because who knows who's coming to Earth once we find out the eclipse isn't the eclipse. It's something else. Mike. I know Mike's looking around because he's worried.
What if it's the Boopocalypse?
It could be. Are there Boopoc returns? Boopoc returns.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back. I hope he comes back. I'll be as happy as the people in the world are out there whenever they're listening to all of the great content we have on patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Yes.
We got so much great stuff on there. We got commentaries. Yep. We got old shows. We got new shows. We got a free tier for all the freetards out there, you want to check out what's on there, but they're just not quite ready to take the dive. We got all sorts of stuff for people that aren't freetarded and want to jump on there and give us that money that we so rightly deserve. Jim, give them an example of some of the stuff we got on there, baby.
We just recorded a commentary for the smash hit film Madam Web that's going to be up shortly. We also,
this is a fun commentary, I think. I think that was a very fun one.
Absolutely. We also have, there was a part zero for this episode that went up earlier this week. So there was the prequel to this episode where Jeff and I got into, it was kind of like a part zero / Caddy Studge / Information Superhighway.
Yeah.
We got into the dirty, dark stories behind the new Netflix show, Three Body Problem. Yeah, where there
I'm surprised you hadn't heard of that, Jim. They've been trying to hype that show up for like a couple months, like really, really hard.
Yeah, no, I never heard of it. But there's a dark backstory to that.
Great
that
marketing,
we get into.
Though. Viral marketing.
Yeah.
On fleek.
And we also learn about capital punishment in China. That's all can be found in part zero.
Oh, yeah.
I found out Utah has the firing squad. Is one of the places that can still do firing squad.
When I was listening to you guys' show, I was like saying, like, oh, man, I wish I was there. Because, stupid-ass Utah still does firing squad.
That's the most humane.
Yeah, that's
firing
the best
squad.
That's the most badass one.
Cut down like a fucking Godfather. You're like, ah!
They would probably even let... They would do the firing squad, but they wouldn't let you smoke the cigarette. And that's the best part. That's the
That's true. Yeah,
having the blindfold, the smiggerette. And the smiggerette.
Smiggerette. Another like good smiggerette in a firing squad.
Oh, my God.
There's also a new Game Time available, and that's just a little piece of the pie. There's plenty more where that came from.
Well, speaking of plenty more, what we got going on over on Shows That You Know, Jim?
Oh, my goodness. I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows. You can find all of our podcasts at showswhatyouknow.com. We discuss TV. We make TV. We discuss people discussing TV. Jacob discusses the history of TV and movies. All that and more at showswhatyouknow.com. Check it out. Rate and subscribe. New episodes being posted. Get on it. Tell a friend. What are you waiting for?
Tell that motherfucker Jacob Burrows to answer his goddamn Instagram messages.
Oh, no.
I sent him a message 2 days ago, and he still hasn't even seen it.
Oh, shit.
He got you on that pay no mind.
I'm trying to get a hold of that guy.
I never check my Facebook, my Instagram DMs. I use Facebook Messenger, but every now and then, I'll go in every few days and be like, oh, shit, I have messages in Insta, but I never check them.
Just memes from me.
Yeah, it's memes from Jeff.
Speaking of memes from Jeff, Jeff, what you got? Just memes? Anything else?
Follow the Instagram, Jeff X Murphy, for my story. It's full of memes on there. Other than that, just kicking around, figuring out some new material. I'm sure Shot Caller any day now.
Yeah, when the fuck are they going to upload
from
that video?
From the Super Bowl. It's just in time for the new season. I don't know. I have no idea. We'll see. But yeah, just follow at JeffXC on fucking Twitter, JeffX Murphy on Instagram, and my balls on your face.
Get them.
Whoa.
Yep.
My endorsement is going to be endorsing Jim's endorsement on my behalf from last week, because Andor would have been my endorsement, reminding people that Andor is the best Star Wars thing that's ever been released since probably the original three movies. Andor's so good. I'm so happy that Jim finally was able to stop the reality shows for just a tiny bit to catch up on the Andor, to read the gospel of Andor, and I'm happy that he's loving it. So if you have not given Andor a chance out there, give Andor a goddamn chance. And if you have, rewatch it. It's still so good. Watch Andor.
Absolutely. And stay tuned, folks. There'll be some word about a streamathon in the near future. So keep that in the back of your mind.
Put a small dog in a backpack and take it to Target if you want phone numbers from ladies.
Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.